Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. It's Saturday, not quite dusk, and the eve of the upcoming full moon in Sagittarius that will arrive before dawn in my time zone tomorrow, Sunday morning. It's been a difficult time, well, in the world totally it's been difficult, but it's been a difficult sequence since the new moon to this full moon. Phases, each by each, with their own challenges, their own setbacks. And now we're coming into this full moon that will feel like a fresh page. Not a completely new start, not a new notebook, but a fresh page with some new supportive energy. Chaos is still here, but for the next several weeks, we ought to be able to send it in some good directions. Let's dive in. Dublin, Ireland, on meeting a friend, you might say, starry, or starry arse, or in Irish, an scéal, instead of hello. Irish culture is made of stories, myths, poems, novels, plays, epics, songs that carry her history and heart. At this full moon in Sagittarius, the moon is the story horse, the friend who knows what needs to be shared. At this time in history, we're looking for good stories, strong stories, deep stories to guide and guard us. The moon at the beginning of Sagittarius, sign of the centaur, opposes the sun at the beginning of Gemini, sign of the twins. The opening of Gemini is about the buzz of information, splitting, division, proliferation. How much can we know? From how many perspectives? Yes or no? Which side is true? Both? Neither? We're riding a wave of data, trying to stay afloat in the sheer volume. It's exhausting, overwhelming. Sound familiar? Look at any social media platform or news outlet. The first decan of Sagittarius is also fast, but the trajectory is different. Gemini is horizontal. What's here, right now? Sagittarius is vertical. What does this mean? What does it connect to? What's the history, philosophical background? This is the sign of the teacher, the judge, the philosopher. With the moon in Sagittarius, we're on a quest. This quest, at this full moon, is about stories and meaning. The Irish starry as a greeting means, what's up? What's happening? Which is kind of a Gemini question. Notice, though, the Irish ask for a story, not a meme. What's the real deal, the full tale? Where did it begin? How long ago? And how does it end? This sense of depth and history is emphasized by the full moon's connection to two of the royal stars, Aldebaran and Antares, watchers of the east and west. These are not the only fixed star connections present in this full moon chart. The nodes of the moon are conjunct the other two royal stars, Regulus with the south node and Fomalhaut with the north node. These are the watchers of the north and south. The royal stars reach back to ancient Babylonian astrology and Zoroastrian belief. They appeared as seasons changed, marking cultural turning points. Someone born under such stars might be famous or play an important role in history. These stars also point to events of historical consequence. Deep history and important consequences here. And this full moon chart includes two more fixed star connections. Venus is tightly conjunct Sirius, the most important star for ancient Egypt, since the rising of this brightest star in the sky signaled the spring flooding of the Nile that fertilized the land. Ceres and Uranus are conjunct the fixed star Alcyone, brightest of the Pleiades, a star cluster known throughout the world as the Sisters, connected to many stories in many cultures. Let me note here, fixed stars use very tight orbs, typically 2 degrees or less, and only conjunctions and oppositions. All the connections I've named meet those criteria, except Regulus, who is 3 degrees, 33 minutes away from the south node. At the same time, Regulus is so bright, many astrologers argue it deserves a wider orb. Bernadette Brady writes and teaches about the fixed stars, vital to the ancient Egyptians, whose astrology Brady also teaches. To the Egyptians, the stars represented a sacred, eternal, unchanging place above the limitations of the physical world. Pharaohs ascended to the stars at death, a sign of their divine nature. Plato incorporated this concept of the eternal stars into his ideas of fate and fortune, linking the Egyptian ideas to his concept of the soul, Brady says. The fixed stars became the outermost ring of the spindle of necessity, held by the three fates, which set the life course of each human at birth. These prominent fixed stars, present in the chart, emphasize the depth of story encoded in this full moon. Their presence suggests important, consequential events may show up, for the world, or for us individually depending on our birth charts. This deep story Sagittarian signature balances all the Gemini energy. There's a wide Gemini stellium, beginning with Ceres at 0 degrees, ending with Mercury at 28 degrees, with Uranus and the Sun in between. The Sun separates from the conjunction with Uranus, but they're still close enough for the Sun to feel Uranian chaos. Plus, Sun, Uranus, and Ceres are ruled by an active and agile Mercury in Gemini. This creates an anything-could-happen vibe. The mood, though, has shifted. Mars left his high-pressure square to Pluto. Venus leaves her square to Saturn to move into a lovely conjunction with Jupiter. We are moving out of very challenging aspects into some really nice ones. The Moon and Jupiter are in mutual reception, supporting each other. In a year fraught with upheaval, we're heading into calm waters for a while. The Venus-Jupiter conjunction on June 9th is one of the best aspects this year, and June is one of the best months, astrologically speaking. This does not make the chaotic high-stakes energy disappear, but it points that energy toward breakthroughs in creativity, technology, and communication. Another factor leading to out-of-the-box thinking. The Moon, Venus, and Mercury are all out of bounds. They're outside the limits of the Sun and of Saturn, free to do their own thing their own way. The Moon in Sag can choose deeper, riskier quests. Venus in Cancer will feel more deeply and infuse her caring into everything she touches. Mercury in Gemini, ruling all the other Gemini planets, pushes our thinking and communicating in wilder, more creative directions. This full moon chart has much to offer. Check your birth chart to see which sections of the full moon's complexity align most closely with your planets and points. As a general rule, this is a full moon ready to open doors, not slam them shut, to foster genuinely creative and innovative solutions to pressing problems, and to invite each of us to choose which of the many quests on offer suits us best. Imagine a green field filled with beautiful horses, rested and ready for a long journey. As you approach, they come to greet you, eager to carry you into whatever comes next. Which will you choose? What is your quest, your unique journey? You'll begin at this full moon. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, hoping that you have come through these last weeks and months in as good a shape as you possibly could have given whatever challenges you faced. We've all been through something, some of us far worse than others, I know. But truly, at this full moon, there's hope. There's hope for creativity, for thinking outside the box, for finding solutions to some of the many problems that bedevil us. I hope we each find the exact solutions we need right now to move forward through this timeline. As always, thank you for listening.